Do you like my chair?
Yes.
You see, this chair was a chair that Liz, my wife, and I bought when she was expecting our first child. We're doing all the kind of setting up the nursery things, buying the Moses basket and the cot, you're in... I don't know, the mother care doesn't exist anymore, does it? We are probably in mother care. That shows how old we are. The mother care was still a thing. Anyway, and they had these nursing chairs, and it's not a rocking chair, because it hasn't... You know, like rocking chairs, they can trap little fingers? So this is a gliding chair. It's quite expensive. But we invested in it because we thought it would be quite good as a nursing chair, which it turned out to be. It saw us through quite a few sleepless nights, quite a few feeds. It's a good chair. I'm going to sleep as well now. Mary didn't get to buy a gliding nursing chair. Mary didn't get to do all the decorating of the nursery. She was far from home when she gave birth to her first child. And we sing and we talk a lot about being Jesus being in the manger, and we've put Jesus in the manger this morning in the little crib. But my suspicion is that, particularly on those first couple of days, he actually would have spent more time in Mary's arms than he would have done in the manger, wouldn't he? Mary would have held him. I wonder if this morning, for a few minutes, if we might imagine holding a baby. Why might you want to hold a baby? Why might a baby need holding? Any ideas?
Soothing
a baby, that's right. Might be crying, mightn't it? Babies don't cry, do they? Why might a baby be crying, do you think?
Hungry.
Might be hungry, mightn't it? How long is it since breakfast, those of us been up for a while? Feeling a bit hungry? Baby wants to be fed. Maybe it can't get to sleep. Middle of the night, sleepless baby. How would it feel to hold a baby? Difficult to put into words, perhaps. Maybe there's a sense of responsibility. Here's this vulnerable, fragile human being we're responsible for, that we've got to guard, we've got to look after. There's a hope that this baby's going to grow up and we're going to look forward to getting to know it. And maybe as we look down at the baby, as we hold it, there's a tenderness, a love, a wordless communication, because they don't know the words, but they hear the music of our voices as we tell them we love them. You can communicate it wordlessly, can't you? And when the baby is asleep and you're holding it like this, there's a peace, isn't there? There's a peacefulness that they kind of exude. A number of times I fell asleep holding a baby in this chair because they were asleep and I was tired, and there was something very peaceful about it. For some of us, imagining holding this baby is really painful, because there's a baby that we never got to hold. And on Christmas morning, we remember that Jesus was born as a baby, that he was held by his mum, by Mary, he was held by his dad, by Joseph. He was probably passed around the shepherds when they got there as well. Everybody wanted a little hold. There's something about holding a baby. Always ask permission. No grabbing babies. And Jesus, you see, he was a real baby that cried, a real baby who was hungry, who got wakeful and fretful and needed help getting to sleep. Maybe as we imagine holding this baby, not any baby, just any baby, but holding Jesus. Jesus the baby, a real human being in all his vulnerability. And perhaps as we hold Jesus, newborn, in our arms, we gaze into his eyes, and this love and this tenderness well up in us. As Jesus falls asleep in our arms, so his peace and his peacefulness, they enfold us. And perhaps as we hold Jesus, we reflect that this small child is God's desire to be with us in the flesh. You see, we talk about Jesus coming to save us from our sins, to rescue the world, and all those big things, which are true. We'll celebrate in communion a little bit later. But it's not like Jesus came, it's not like Mission Impossible. It was not just about a mission with obstacles to overcome and objectives to achieve, but about the real presence of God with us. Jesus came to live with us as one of us was a baby, like each of us have been. And this baby is the chosen one coming close, skin on skin contact. And as we hold the baby, so we are held by our Father. You see, those feelings of tenderness and joy and love that we experience as we gaze on a baby, they're the exact same feelings that our Father God has for us as he holds us. Our vulnerabilities, our pain, they're embraced as we cry in the arms of the Father who comforts us. So, as I draw to a close, leave a little bit, just a little bit of quiet time for us to imagine holding this baby, holding Jesus. And it might be that in the coming days and weeks, I know they're hectic, you might want to find 5 minutes of quiet time. There might be 5 minutes of quiet time that just comes, and it might be something that you want to return to. Just sit in the quiet and imagine holding Jesus. Be attentive to the feelings and the thoughts that it brings up, and bring them to God in prayer. So this Christmas, may we learn afresh what it means to hold the baby and to be held by our Father.